Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Nathan, thank you for engineering today. And Jason will be back in just a minute or so. And he will jump in the seat that Nathan has temporarily occupied. It's always great to hear Nathan's voice. Kathy's with us. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you this morning, and how are things at the farm?
You know, Kathy, really, just great. You know, all things considered, yeah, just great. You know, we have learned that the economic conditions that we're all experiencing here in the United States and actually around the world have changed people's attitudes toward honesty and integrity. And what we're finding out is that farmers, one generation newer than I'm talking about the 50-year-old types, are not quite as honest as the 60 and 70-year-old types. We're finding out that they are using social media, they are using Craigslist, they're advertising hay, and they're misrepresenting the quality of the hay. They flat out are. They'll say, hay just baled, and here's the price, you know, $60, $65, $75, $80, $90, $100. And you have to talk to them, and you have to, because they don't put their phone numbers on the Craigslist, for example. So you ask for their phone number and you call them and you say, so tell me about the hay. What do you want to know? Well, what kind of grass is it? Does it have weeds? Does it have twigs? Does it have sticks? Was it baled wet? Is it moldy? When was it baled? What kind of a baler was used? Because some have soft center bales, some are hard center bales. And when you go to pick them up with a spear in the center, if it's a soft center bale, it fall apart. Is it twine wrapped or is it net wrapped? So we have questions. So we really actually want to talk to the person. And we find out that, you know, it's just a little bit of weeds in it. And we get it and it's like 70%. You know, we show up with the trailer, it's 70% weeds. And, you know, that's $100 worth of fuel that we just put in a tank to get there and turn around and come home with an empty trailer. Or we end up having to buy it. And the problem is, they know that there are not many games in town, so they are willing to misrepresent and lie to their fellow farmers. Because who buys hay? I don't know anybody who buys hay who's not a farmer. I don't know a single individual. So, and who bales hay? Farmers. So farmers are lying to farmers. And I think this is going to continue, and I think it's going to get worse, and I don't like any part of it. Any comments, Kathy? Are you seeing anything that relates to this? Maybe not in farming, but in general terms?
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that. We have two large farms down at the end of our road, and we talked to one of the farmers just on Saturday, and he told us that he's got $50,000 in outstanding debts that people owe him. And he's trying to collect it, and he said it's tough. I mean, I don't think he's going to go under. They seem to do well, but that's a lot of money for whoever he's sold to, and they haven't paid him you know, all that they owe him. And he's probably in his mid-70s, so I think it is, you know, maybe people just don't have the money. And like you said, Vince, maybe it's the younger people that are not as ethical, maybe, or not, they're more in debt.
Yeah, and it seems like we are experiencing a deficit of trust, a deficit in ethics, a deficit in responsibility. It seems like it's not as good as it used to be, and we're being divided. I mean, we have the great divider in the big chair. I mean, he's doing a fantastic job of getting people angry with each other. And I mean, really a good job. He's doing a great job on destroying the economy. At the same time, his spokespeople and himself are saying that the economy is roaring and things are doing great. And, you know, I can't believe it. And all you have to do is open your eyes. Let me give you an example. So this morning before class, I wanted to know the price history of diesel fuel. Okay, in 1995, that's not that long ago, right? 1995, $1.14. 2000, $1.16. So, in 5 years from 1995 to 2000, it moved up 2 cents from $1.14 to $1.16. 2005, something happened. It almost doubled. $2.45 from $1.16 to $2.45 in 5 years. 2010, 5 years later, went to $2.51. 2015, $2.77. 2020, $2.69. 2020, 2 years ago, $2.69. Average price across the United States of America. That's what these prices are. Today, in May of 2022, it hit $5.61. So from 2020 till May of 2022, it went from $2.69 to $5.61. Sounds like double, doesn't it? Right now, the current administration is doing everything possible to reduce prices of gasoline and diesel because the election is coming up like in days. It's currently $5.28. But in 1995, it was $1.14. Let me repeat. 1995, $1.14. Today, $5.28. Now, gas prices. I mentioned that I remember gas prices at 24.9 when I was in the 60s. Well, here are the prices. 1929, 21 cents a gallon. 1932, 18 cents a gallon. And that happened because of the Depression. Okay, 1929 was the start of the Great Depression, the first one. 1932, we were in the Depression, went from 21 to 18 cents. 1936, 19 cents. 1940, 18 cents. So just before World War II, gasoline was 18 cents a gallon. In 1946, it was 21 cents a gallon. That was just after the war. That's after we squandered all this fuel in Europe and blew up all kinds of things and ramped up the machinery. It was 21 cents a gallon. 1952, 27 cents a gallon. 1964 was 30 cents a gallon. But I remember in the 60s paying 24.9. I remember that. So maybe some gas stations were a little lower than others, but this is a national average. So maybe where I was living, it was a little below the national average. 1972, 36 cents a gallon. Now, why am I saying that? Because gasoline was very inexpensive. 1972, 36 cents a gallon. In 1974, it jumped to 53 cents a gallon. That's a tremendous price increase as a percentage. That's because of the Arab oil embargo, 73, 74. And then in 1980, it was $1.19. But in 86, it dropped down to 86 cents a gallon. 88, it was $1.06. 98, it was $1.06. 2004, $1.88. 2007, $2.80. 2011, $3.53. 2016, down to $2.14. Now, currently, Right now, the average price of gasoline is $3.25 across the United States. Georgia has the lowest price at $3.09. Missouri, kind of in the middle at $3.37. California wins the prize at $5.42. So I just wanted to give you the real numbers. So what happened? What happened? Well, we started driving more. That's one thing. More corruption. More inflation, 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 and inflation. And that drove up the prices of everything, including gasoline and diesel. Kathy, any comments?
Well, yes. You know, Biden did ask the Saudis to wait till after the election before they reduced their supply to us. So that, you know, that's pretty obvious to anybody that was watching that he wants to keep it down until after the election. And I'm concerned after the election, what's going to happen? I mean, if they're trying to hold it down now and the reserves are, I think it's 1951 that they were as low as they are now. So that's, you know, that's another concern. And, you know, I told someone, I called a young man who's got a small farm. He's got two diesel tractors, and I told him about the diesel shortage. He goes, oh, I'm not worried. I've only got the one tractor. I don't use it that much. And I said, yeah, but everything else is connected to the diesel. If you can't get diesel, then you're not going to get everything else. He goes, oh, I'm not worried. So, okay. You know, but I thought with him, he's pretty logical, but he didn't see it, what I was trying to say. But, you know, Vince, all these are concerned to me, but what about, you know, we have this, like, perfect storm happening with the railroad, and now if we do really, you know, are severely limited on diesel, I mean, that's going to affect everything. I mean, are you going to be able to get gas in your car? Are you going to have food in the grocery store? Are you even going to have just everything, you know, things in the hardware store?
Well, the bottom line is diesel fuel is used in, I can't think of a single product, not one, that is not touched by diesel fuel, either being shipped by it or the manufacturer of it being dependent on diesel. There's nothing in this planet that I can think of that doesn't have some percentage of diesel fuel as part of the cost. What I'm saying is, how did it get to the store? How did it get to Amazon? How did it get to the post office? How did it get from the post office or from the sender through UPS, FedEx, or USPS? It probably used diesel in part of its transportation, at least part of it. And it probably used diesel in its manufacture. Plastic comes from petroleum. Petroleum is fuel oil, and to move fuel oil out of the refinery, it is done with diesel. And the machinery to drill, the machinery to excavate, diesel. Food is grown with the assistance of farm equipment that's powered by diesel. Very, very few tractors use gasoline. Very few. So diesel touches everything, including shoelaces, including buttons, including keyboards, mice, jars, lids, labels, coffee cups, electricity, air conditioning, cars, everything you can think of is touched by diesel. And when we come back, I have a comment I'd like to make about exactly kind of what you were saying. And we talk to people and they just don't seem to understand what we're saying. They don't get it. We'll be right back.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us. And I see Kyle is on the line. Kyle, I'll be with you in just a minute. I wanted to say this before Kyle comes on because he might have a comment about this as well. So, Kathy, you're talking about this young farmer or this younger farmer, and you're talking about diesel, and he didn't seem to quite understand how seriously dependent we are on diesel fuel. So here's my comment, and this is what I'd like a comment, a response from you and Kyle, if you care to comment on it. So we are broadcasting to people whom we have never met. And we're broadcasting to people who we might not ever meet. But yet they pay attention in class to what we're saying, and they are considering our advice and counsel based on our experiences. And yet the people who are close to us, the people who we know firsthand, the people who we talk to on a regular basis, don't want to learn from our experiences and thoughts. Is that what you were talking about, Kathy, when you were talking with this young farmer?
Yeah, and I think he just, honestly, I don't think he was thinking. I mean, I tried to explain it to him, but he's typically a really bright young man, and he kind of gets what's going on. So I kind of might reach out to him again and or send him an article about the trickle down. I just think at the time he's thinking, oh, I'm just not buying diesel. But yeah, that's what you were, you know, that's exactly what you were saying, Vince.
Yeah, maybe you might want to send him a link to this class so that maybe he can understand that everything, there's nothing that we buy, use, consume, or see that's man-made that isn't touched by diesel. Kyle, welcome.
Good morning, Vince. Kathy, too. You know, I think they are counting on people's delusion and their normalcy bias, because just like we had the normalcy bias of never expecting anything like the Twin Towers coming down, 9/11, we had normalcy bias thinking we would never, ever be hit, regardless of how you perceive it happening. But look at all of the unpatriotic act that was waiting in the wings to happen. And they're counting on people's delusion and normalcy bias for this next shockwave that's going to hit. And they've already got things aligned and ready to go, I guarantee you, that ours is going to be way more draconian than what we're dealing with now. The other thought I had for everyone is this. If Biden is doing everything he can by depleting our strategic reserves to keep the price down for the election, please put your mind in the realization of what it's going to be when he has to pay 3 to 4 times more to build up the strategic reserves, and that includes diesel, especially diesel. What do you think that's going to do to the price after the election? This is fixing to become so critically real and so overwhelming to most people that I think their minds are not going to be able to fathom the depth and the reality of how long this is going to last. And we better be preparing for 2 to 3 years. And that's about, in my opinion, Vince, I don't have unlimited money, but if you can try to prepare for 2 to 3 years, it will make your transition into this new draconian hell, in my opinion, of what compared to what this country used to be. It will make your transition and how to function in that new society a little easier. It's not going to make it easy, but it will make the transition a little easier. I'll wait till after the break if it's okay with you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What you're talking about is insatiable greed. Greed that cannot be satisfied. Greed of the people in power, people in the White House, like Dr. Jill Biden, who does not want to leave the White House in spite of her husband's maladies.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
What GOP leaders are saying was an act of desperation. Not the president, but the former president. Barack Obama came to Phoenix, Arizona on Wednesday to rally for Democrats running for some of the state's top offices.
Then democracy as we know it may not survive in Arizona. That's not an exaggeration. That is a fact.
New Twitter owner Elon Musk said Tuesday that the platform will not allow anyone who was removed from the service to return for at least a few more weeks. Musk said there must be a clear process to let them back in. The Department of Justice took a big crack at catalytic converter thieves, announcing raids and arrests on Wednesday to break up a network of thieves, dealers, and processors. Searches and seizures occurred in 9 states. It's estimated this crime has netted hundreds of millions of dollars. The precious metals in catalytic converters is why they're valuable. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle, did you have a further comment?
I just have one more point. The other thing that folks should be wrapping their minds around is the fact that the Saudis are now just met with Xi Jinping, and they are starting to denominate more and more of their oil in yuan rather than dollars. They're only doing a small amount or a adequate amount in order to keep the security of the United States for a while. But they've already signed a security agreement with Russia to keep them safe. So it's just a matter of time until that transition for security transfers to Russia, and the major oil consumer or major oil power becomes China because of their financial agreement with the Saudis. If that happens, there is going to be hundreds of trillions of dollars that the rest of the world does not need anymore. And they are going to come flooding back to this country. And if you think inflation's bad now, you haven't seen nothing yet. So what is going to be the new currency? It is going to be gold, silver, goods, and services, primarily food and energy of any kind that you can store up. And my suggestion to people is start figuring out that all you're seeing right here in this society right now is the foot soldiers. The cavalry is on its way, and you better be getting ready for fighting the cavalry, because it's going to cost you dearly if you don't.
Kyle, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you say your level of concern is about the future, about survival, about just trying to keep your family and your property and the things that you hold dear viable?
I would say probably somewhere between 7.5 and 8, Vince. I'm not at a panic, because I consider 10 at a panic, and I try to never let my mind go there. Mm-hmm. So I would say it's really at about 7.5 or 8. And I tell you what, go ahead.
So 9 or 10 is bullets flying. Is that right?
Yes. I think 10 is bullets flying, yeah.
Okay. Kathy, yep. How about you? What is your level of concern?
I'm about same as Kyle. I probably would be more if I wasn't hopefully as prepared as I am with the food and preparing around the house and having land to be able to grow. But yeah, I'm the same way, because there's so many people that aren't aware. And if things happen, an explosion, you know, let's say prices go really up after the election, you know there's going to be panic buying at the stores and online. And then you're not going to be able to get it. And then whatever does come in is going to be higher. It's just been like a pattern, especially this last year. You know, before we couldn't get it, and it would come and it was relatively the same price. But in the last year, almost every time I go to the store, it's 20 cents higher, 50 cents higher, $2 higher, whatever the, you know, case is. It's not going down unless it's like a super sale or a clearance sale or something like that.
Yeah, I've got to mostly agree with both of you, except my level is a little higher than yours, probably around 8, maybe a little bit over 8. And the reason I say that is, as I look around and as I talk to people, there's so many people that don't get it. They're going to be a problem for everybody because they don't get it. They don't understand. They will not prepare. They will not prepare even for their own survival.
Yep.
That's probably why my concern is a little bit higher. And and that's why I asked the question. You know, we're broadcasting to people who we've never met, we might not ever meet, and they pay attention. But there's so few of them compared to the, you know, the billions of people on the planet or the 335 million people in America that just don't get it. So that's where my concern is. And I was thinking about this morning as I was getting ready for the broadcast, and, you know, feeding the chickens and those kinds of things. And how many people do we know who don't really make anything for society? How many people do we know who are not electricians, who are not carpenters, who are not masons, who are not automobile workers where they build cars? How many people do we know that push buttons and click mice for a living, make appointments for each other? Those kinds of things that really, that have no final product at the end of the day. They can't say, you know, our team, our company, we made that or we made those. How many people do we know that don't manufacture things? Like, Kathy, you're in Ohio. Ohio, Akron, Ohio, used to be the tire capital of the world. We sell tires here, and pretty much, where did they come from? I'll tell you. China, Indonesia, Thailand. Seriously. Very, very, very rarely does a tire come in here, regardless of brand, that says made in USA. Very rarely. I'm talking maybe 1%. Maybe. So the tire valves, the tire valve caps, pretty much rubber hoses, pretty much everything we buy comes from someplace else. And who do we thank? Well, we thank Congress. We thank the former presidents of the United States, including Bill Clinton and Richard Milhouse Nixon, who decided to extend more friendship and more courtesies and more privileges to communist China, who have taken over our jobs. Bill Clinton was a proponent of, why should we make it? Let them make it. Really? Well, they're making it, and we don't know how to make it anymore. We don't know how to make it anymore. Our children do not have the option of finishing high school or even quitting high school and going to work for the factory down the road or down the street. They don't have that option because there aren't any factories. I looked up Progresso Soup. I wanted to know, what happened? How did Progresso Soup go from 59 cents a can to $3 and $4 a can? How did that happen? Well, Progresso it was started by two Italian guys, and they formed this company decades and decades ago, and they sold soup. First quality, top of the line, best you could get canned soup. No question about it. Well, the factory was in Vineland, New Jersey. That's what my research tells me. And in around 2006, something like that, there was an article in the paper that said, maybe it was 2016, that said there's a possibility they're going to close the factory and shut it down. Can you imagine that? And so it was in the newspaper. It was in the major papers. And actually, it was 2016. So the Progresso Soup Company factory in New Jersey might close because they had excess soup capacity. Excess soup capacity. How'd that happen? Well, they might close. Well, they did close. And they sold the building to a company that packages produce. So they went from a manufacturing company, manufacturing soup, to a company that packages lettuce, takes lettuce and puts plastic around it. Now, is that becoming more sophisticated or less sophisticated? It seems to me that we went from manufacturing a real product to putting plastic around lettuce and shipping it out. So it was a lettuce warehouse and packaging company. That's a big step down from Progresso Soup. Well, they moved Progresso's soup manufacturing, they consolidated, moved it to Missouri. And they shedded jobs. So when you see these stories that you know, this new company is going to create thousands of jobs, what about the jobs that got destroyed just prior to that? What about those jobs? They're not coming back. They're not coming back. And pushing mice buttons and clicking keyboards is not going to manufacture a product. And that's why outlook is so poor for young people. What can they look forward to? What kind of hobbies can they have? And with Joe and company and Gavin and company destroying the gasoline or petroleum vehicles, what about that American dream of having a little power boat, you know, with a trailer in the driveway? Are they going to ban them too? Well, as goes the gasoline engine and diesel engines in cars and trucks, so go power boats. There won't be any pleasure power boats. No, there'll be mega yachts running on diesel. But for the little guys, forget it. It's all over but the shouting.
You know, Vince.
Kyle, any comments?
Yeah, you ain't kidding. I'll tell you something. They, quote unquote, are maneuvering society where all of those things are going to be nothing but a memory. And we're going to have to get through that in order to ever come back. And what worries me as much, if not more than anything, is you and I, Vince, we're getting old. And Kathy's still a spring chicken, but still, we're getting old. And you look around, most of the people that do the things you're talking about that produce or did produce or can produce are getting old. And most of this younger society doesn't know how to do any of that. And when they have the reality of not having energy and not having production and not having manufacturing and the lifestyle that comes with that, they're living in the vapors of what's left. And when the reality of not having any of that goes away, boy, is that going to be a rude awakening. And it's going to be such a learning curve and such a bell curve of learning for young people to have to figure it out, to go and do the things that we used to take for granted when we were growing up. Is going to be such a shock.
You know, let me give you a very one quick example. Yesterday, I fixed the wiring on a trailer. Class, I can tell you this, 100% of trailers will have trailer wiring errors, failures, lighting problems, brake problems, you name it. Wiring on trailers, it's going to fail. Do you think there's a single young person today in high school that could fix trailer wiring? Do you think so?
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So that question I asked was a legitimate question about trailer wiring. It's guaranteed. If you have a trailer long enough, the wiring is going to cause you problems. The lights won't work, either the left turn signal, the right turn signal, the running lights, the side marker lights, or the brake lights, or the brake control wiring for the brakes, the electric brakes. Something is going to fail, or multiple things are going to fail. And what happened to us yesterday was we went to hook up the trailer, and only the right brake light worked. The running lights didn't work. The other brake light didn't work. The turn signal didn't work. And it took me 5 minutes to figure out what was wrong. I used a test light, and I determined that it was the connector. And so a half hour later, I had it all fixed. I put on a new connector. But what happened was the connecting wires corroded inside the connector. Okay. So do you think there's a young person that's in high school that could have figured that out? Now, I could have when I was in high school. I'm pretty darn sure Kyle could. I'm pretty sure Kathy's family could. Kathy, have you ever had a trailer that you've used that had a wiring problem?
Oh, yeah. My husband's done a lot of them, Vince, but I can tell you my sons don't know how. He's tried to get them to work with them. Now, the one thing that we did do is anytime something is wrong with their vehicle, my husband will say, I will fix it, but you're going to stand right here with me, and you're going to help me and watch, and I'm going to teach you. So he's doing that more and more. If they need repairs on anything, he'll say, I'm not going to do it for you. You're going to help me, and I'll make you do it so you understand more how to do it.
That's exactly the procedure that we have here at our house. If something's broken, even Mrs. Finelli, I would say, I can supervise, but you get a chance to turn the wrenches. Computer things as well. She had a computer question this morning. It stumped her. I said, well, here. Instead of me saying, let me sit down and use the mouse and keyboard, I said, I'll tell you what, why don't you hop in the chair and we'll talk about exactly what happened and how to fix it. And you've got the mouse and the keyboard. So that's the same procedure. Kyle, how about at your house?
Oh, it's the same thing, Vince. You know, I even did that with my youngest daughter just recently. There was some problems with the brakes. And the great thing about her is she's gung-ho. She said, okay, yes, let's do it, you know. So I want to throw out 2 points, and then I'll get off. One is this, folks. The reason you prepare is to be able to give your kids time
to catch up to what them having to fix everything themselves. If they starve to death, it's not going to do them any good. But if you can give them time to adjust to this new reality, that's what I do. That's the main reason I prepare. Because, you know, I'm not going to live that much longer. You know, I might have 15 or 20 years at best. But that'll get me through a lot of this trouble that's coming. But we are going to have to rely on the fact that the kids are going to have to learn. And the second thing I want to leave you with is this. The largest glass manufacturer in Europe just shut down because of energy costs. When our energy costs, when Joe and company have to start building the strategic reserves at 3 and 4 times the cost that it took to deplete them, is going to drive everything up again. And we're shipping our natural gas over to Europe. All of these things are coming to a head. You better be ready for it. You better be putting back anything, like I said, that is going to be food or energy or knowledge, books, any kind of test equipment, anything you think you're going to need for the next 2 years. Let's just put it at 2 years. Just get through that. If you can wrap your mind and your preps around 2 years, you and your family might survive. But I'll leave you with that, Vince. I don't want to take up the whole program. You and Kathy usually are always, you're a great team. So thank you for letting me vent a little bit here and point out a few things.
Kyle, thank you so much for calling in today and being with us and sharing your knowledge and expertise. And I'm right with you, and I'm pretty darn sure Kathy's right with you in your sentiments as well. Kyle, we'll see you. I'll see you next week. Well, no.
Yes, sir.
We'll see you. Yeah, next week. We'll see you next next Thursday. Yeah, thank you so much.
Yep. All right.
Yeah, that was Kyle. Kathy, you, your sentiments were the same, I trust.
You know, Kyle's great. And Sharon has just become such a dear friend to me. We're so like-minded. We can pretty much finish each other's sentences. It's kind of scary. But it's so nice to have you and your family and all the instructors that we can email, and we have somewhere to go, because I really don't have anybody else except for you to learn from. But Kyle's great, and Sharon, you know, she teaches me a lot.
But isn't it interesting how we are receptive to learning more and more about more and more, and so many people just don't want to participate in their own survival, whether it be eating better, you know, so they can get off insulin, whether it be growing a garden. Everything is too hard. My internist said to me, she said that, you know, a lot of people, too many people, just want to take a pill for that. Whatever that is, they would rather take a pill than eat right.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.